direct from Dallas. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2015. Brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the eBot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com.
Hey, did you know there's a whole host of ways that you can listen to our podcasts and interviews? Whether you have an iPhone or Android, whether you have TuneIn Radio, an Amazon Echo, a Victor Reader Stream, a Blaze ET, or your personal computer on QCast, or of course your favorite podcatcher. Thank you so much for listening to the Blind Bargains cast and convention coverage from Orlando and Dallas.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
I'm talking with Justin Fagel of Freedom Scientific, and we're going to look at a brand new scanning product, or it's brand new to Freedom anyway, and I'm going to let Justin tell you a little bit more about what this product is. Hi, Justin.
Hello.
So tell me what we're looking at here.
So this is called the ACE Plus, and it's a scanning and reading device, and it works for both people who are blind or low vision, and try to describe it here. It's kind of tall.
It's a rectangle. It sits vertically.
Shape, yeah.
Right, and it's tall, and it's sort of thin. I would say it's probably about 2 inches thick.
Yeah, I'd say about.
And then
about that.
Maybe what's the dimensions, width and height? Is it 8.5 by 11? Maybe a little bigger than that.
I'm gonna go with about 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
Myself.
Sounds
here,
good.
I think. And basically, you've got there's two cameras on the front,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of hang over slightly. So they get a view of the table, and there's one kind of on each side. I guess I'll call them shoulders, kind of. And you can just drop a piece of paper on the table in front of it, and they will give you about an 8.5 by 11 inch space.
Okay.
And just kind of line it up along the front. And there's also a screen on the front of the device as well. So for someone who's low vision, they can look and see what's on the screen as well.
Is that screen, that looks like it's showing a menu, or it's not actually showing, we're not reading yet.
Right. We're actually in the menu.
Right.
And so just to kind of give you an idea of what it sounds like and what kind of options you have here. So we're at the top of the menu here.
Document, scan, and read.
So scan and read, that's our first choice. And so you can just scan something and it'll just read it back to you.
So the document manage, scan and read.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The document that you have is in front of the device. You said the cameras sort of hang over the top like shoulders. I like that description.
Exactly.
And so
yeah.
Your document then is not on a plate or a table or anything, or XY table or anything. It's just on the desk that we have here.
Exactly.
And the document is facing sideways from the point of, the device is long and the document is, well, in any case, that doesn't matter.
Kind of sideways there.
Yeah.
I think if we had it the other way, it might stick out a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit
there
beyond
we go.
Beyond our field
but
of view.
But the point is, it doesn't include or need any sort of, since it's not it doesn't need a table or anything.
It doesn't need like a special, like table or anything to put it on. So then we have on the front, we have kind of two little wheels here. And the right wheel was what we used to scroll through the menu of items.
Document manage NFB newsline.
If you're in like a document, that'll actually scroll by lines. The left wheel can do a couple things. By default, it increases and decreases the font size, but you can also set it to actually increase or decrease the speech rate as well, depending on what you want to do. Right now, I have it set for just the font size. Kind of on the top of it, on the left, we have kind of a set of what we call them daisy arrow keys. And so you have a set of four, and kind of in a circular, and then in the middle you have a round button. And what that by default will do is kind of speak this kind of the status information on the device.
Main menu, battery, 36%, network, disconnected, main menu,
oh, sure.
NFB newsline.
So then, and the arrow keys, we're in the main menu right now, so they won't do anything, but what they'll generally do is the up and down keys will move by paragraphs in the text, and then right and left will move you by words.
Shall we try scanning something and see how that
works?
So,
yeah, we'll do that here right now. And just the center button real quick is that's kind of like, we'll call it the home button.
All right.
That takes you back to the main menu. And on the right, we have a volume kind of towards the back. We've got a knob for the volume. It's just a standard knob. You just turn it left and right. And then below that is our scan and read key. So we can just press that. And let me just make sure real quick we're kind of lined up here. And we'll hit it.
And so we're scanning
a iPal Ace Plus portable scanning and reading solution.
You know, notice how quick
email,
that was.
Email.
Yeah. And
Freedom
that's the product
Scientific.
Sheet for this.
Remain active,
yeah.
CA
and what
stay
I see
connected.
On screen is
browse
really
web,
large text,
check email,
and the
and
words are highlighted
menus,
as they're read
prescriptions,
aloud.
And more. Easy, even in low-light situations. With less than 3 seconds from scanning to reading, the iPad Ace Plus will keep
right,
up with your
life. On the right shoulder we have what's called the action button.
Deals, large
so that will stop it.
Okay.
That will start and stop it from reading. And now that we're inside a document, I can just use these up and down arrows.
Easy.
This jumps,
even in.
This jumps to, you know, paragraph to paragraph.
Built in.
And then when I hear the paragraph I want, then I have to actually start the reading up again.
Built in thumb wheels, large buttons, and anti-glare.
And this, of course, will this right rocker.
Operate specifications.
We'll scroll it line by line.
Display. Wait.
And then these left and right daisy arrows up at the top again will go word.
Power. Controls.
By word.
Power. Wait. Display.
And then I assume it highlights out of the screen as I...
Yes. Operation.
And I was going to ask you about that because the font is really large.
I think I can decrease
can you change the size? And also, I mean, I like the fact that it has, as a low vision person, it's nice that it has a dark background and light text, but I assume that you have some controls for that as well?
Yeah, there are some settings there to adjust like the font and contrast and even the zoom,
okay.
The zoom level.
Great.
As well. So I think that should be decreasing it, I hope.
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't give you any feedback for that. So the other thing that this can do, and then of course you can save a document once you've scanned it, and you can save it with a voice label, or you can just have it use kind of the first line of the document to save it as well. You don't actually type in a name or anything like that.
Are you saving it as text, or what formats does it support?
It saves. You can save it as text. Like if you want to convert it to like maybe like say you have a thumb drive connected to it and you want to be able to give it to someone else, there's an option to convert it to text. I think when it saves it just internally, I think it just saves the image, I want to think.
So the internal format is mostly for reading on the device, but
right.
If you want to export it. So that was going to be my next question. When you save it, where can you save it? So it's got a USB port, obviously, for a thumb drive. Is it also a network device?
There's two USB. Yeah, there's two USB ports on it for a USB thumb. Yeah, flash drive, or you can even connect a Braille display to it.
Ah, okay.
So you can read what's on the screen in Braille, and you can connect like a keyboard to it. If you want to enter, so you can type in like passwords and things like that for logging on to, you know, like the, because basically this does offer Wi-Fi, so you can actually connect to NFB Newsline and Bookshare to download publications and books. So you know, you have to obviously enter your username and password for those services. So there's a way to enter that either from the device itself using like the right rocker switch that I use to scroll by line. You use that to move through like the letters of the alphabet or
to enter your username and password.
Exactly, right. And then press the action button to select it, and then the arrow keys would change like to uppercase or lowercase or numbers or symbols, that sort of thing. Or you can connect the keyboard to actually type that information in if you wanted to connect to it.
Is there any selection of voices?
There are some voices. Let me go.
Press scan button to read a page.
Scan there for a bit. So we have a settings down here.
Calendar.
I will scroll down to that.
Photo album.
Yeah, and you can also create like photo albums. If you have a USB flash drive that has photos on it, you can import them into like a photo album here.
Okay. And those are viewable on screen?
Those would be viewable on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's is the point of that so that people can zoom in on photos, or what? Why would somebody bring photos going to scan them, or I'm not getting.
I'm gonna let's go with that for right
all
now.
Right.
I'm gonna
fair
say
enough.
Again, yeah. Since they Abby C initially created this, so I'm gonna assume that's what they intended, so you could get a better view of things possibly. Like I said, because there is some zoom options you can
settings.
Apply.
Address book.
Settings here.
Settings.
So let's see. So yeah, we do have a few selection of voices here.
Settings menu. General settings.
Status. I believe is under
general.
General
settings. General settings menu. Reading speed. Reading mode.
So then we have two reading modes. There's voice mode and text mode. When it's on text mode, you're only going to see basically the voice will not read the documents. They'll just be visible. They'll just be on the screen. So you'd only use text mode if you're low vision for reading the documents.
Menu voice.
So let's go to
reading voice.
And you can set a menu voice and reading voice. So I'm just going to go to a reading voice.
American English, Tom.
American English, Jill.
So there's Jill.
American English, Tom.
Those are pretty good voices. What's the source of the voices?
I believe they're using the the real speak voices.
They sound familiar, but I'm not familiar enough with the different ones to know that.
Yeah, I believe it's the real speak voices.
Mexican Spanish, Paulina.
So on this unit, it looks like we have three voices: the Spanish. Spanish and then two English.
Male and female, American English.
Two English voices, so. Yeah.
Are there dictionaries and languages supported for the scanner in general?
Well, I know our brochure says up to 20 languages.
Perhaps that's something that you need to download?
That might be the case. Yeah. I'd have to ask someone else that question because I'm not really sure on that one.
All right.
We were talking about that yesterday. It's like, where are the other languages here? So yeah, so you have, but you can do different voices.
And can you change the rate of speech?
And you can also adjust the rate of speed. In fact, you can do it through the settings or this left rocker, which was doing the font. You could actually also set that to adjust the speed, so you wouldn't have to go back into settings every time you wanted to increase the rate or change it. So you have to choose whether you want to do font or speed for that switch. I didn't want to change
American English.
I didn't want to change that. Let's see.
American English, Jill.
American English, general settings menu.
There we go.
Reading voice.
Okay.
Settings menu. General main menu.
And like I said,
settings. Address book. Help.
Let's see. And we also have a help mode in here, so you can actually activate that and then learn what some of the keys do.
Welcome to Help, this easy-to-use, portable, battery-operated device allows you to read any printed material. It helps you to set up an appointment or clock alarm, view family pictures, save books, and do much more. Press any button to hear its description. To exit Help, press the home button, which is a large round button located in the middle on top of the device.
So you just press keys here and learn what they do.
Daisy buttons. Located on the left side on top of the device. Daisy buttons have a total of 5 buttons, 4 arrow buttons, and 1 round button located in the center. Press the center Daisy button at any time to hear which menu screen you are in, the battery charge status, and whether you are connected or disconnected to a network. If you have switched the center Daisy button, action button located on the right side of the device above the right roller, press this button to select the main menu.
And that's kind of the idea of that. So you can just press any button and get a description of it.
Okay, so what else do I need to know about this product?
Well, let's see.
Book. Settings. Clock.
I think those are pretty much the highlights of it.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, we've got, like you said, we've got the...
NFB document.
Another thing you can... I guess one more thing that I kind of like about it as well is we have a... Under our document, we have a document management here. And of course, like I said, you could save documents. There's also a way you can actually scan like an entire book with this. There's an option in here.
Delete. Convert. Send via email.
Let's see, where's that at?
Delete. Save.
Yes, save.
Save with voice label. Save without voice label. Save book.
There's an option called save book. And when you activate this, when you go into that option, what you can basically do is continuously scan pages. So you put a page down, scan it, pull it out, put another page underneath, scan it, and then when you're finished, you just press the home button to close it out, and then it saves that whole thing you just scanned.
So I assume it just gives you feedback when it's time to put another page down.
It'll tell you, put another page under it.
Can it do, if a book that's laying open flat, or do you need to do one page at a time?
I think you'd want to do like one page at a time, slide it left and right,
right.
And do a page at a time, so it paginates them correctly.
And how does it do with multi-column pages?
There is a way, like when you're actually inside of a scanned page, you can press this this middle, on the daisy arrows, press the center button again, and switch between columns and no columns, basically.
So the document that you have, the spec sheet that we scanned, is oriented long ways to the document. If I turned it the other way, would I get some sort of feedback that I needed to turn it, or would the scanner compensate for that?
Yeah, it doesn't tell you if it's. I think it automatically just adjusts it internally there.
So it doesn't matter which direction the document. That's kind of.
Yeah, handy. it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you should be able to scan it.
Okay. So tell me about pricing and where people can get more information if they're interested.
Okay, yeah, so this Ace Plus is $29.95. There is another model down, which is just called the Ace. And that's basically the same thing, except it doesn't have the networking, the wireless networking features. And that's $24.95. And as far as learning more information, if you just go to our website and then go to our products area, you can find we have the Ace Plus information under our blindness and low vision products.
Sounds great. And that noise you heard apparently was it going to sleep.
Yes.
Because the screen went dark. So.
And you can actually change that as well. I think right now it's on 5 minutes, but you can go up to like 30 minutes before it goes to sleep on you.
Well, great. Thanks so much for taking the time to tell me about the Ace Plus.
Oh, no problem.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.